Okay, Alexander, we've got to revisit a video we did, God, about a year ago, maybe more, about Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz. The latest headline reads from the Daily Mail that Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz is facing criminal corruption charges after being accused of lying to parliamentary commission, and he was accused of lying in relation to this Ibiza videotape party. Supposedly Russian honeypot, but actually from Lithuania or Latvia. There's this whole big mess. Remind us what happened here and where we are, because this
Yeah,
may bring down Kurz's government for a second time.
absolutely. That affected Kurz's coalition partner, which is a more right-wing party. And the point was that they were caught in a sting. It was a very crude sting, in which they were met a woman, a young woman who was actually not pretended to be, I think, either the daughter or the niece of some Russian oligarch who was going to transfer money to them in return for certain economic benefits. And this whole thing was set up and tape recorded and filmed. And in fact, the people involved who were from this junior coalition partner didn't actually make any commitments, but the whole thing was supposed to be so outrageous and so awful that they were booted out of the coalition. Kurz's government collapsed. There was elections. He won, but he had to find other coalition partners. Now, what's happened clearly is that Kurz, people are not accepting the fact that he's still chancellor. He still wants to have good relations with Russia. He's an outspoken supporter of Nord Stream 2. He wants to import from Russia a certain medication whose name we cannot speak. He's got all kinds of ideas people don't like. He's also right wing. He's also Christian. He's also conservative. He's all those things. So now we have a variation of that scandal coming up again a second time. Now, it's partly about that. It's also partly about the fact that he's supposed to have maneuvered to get somebody appointed to run Austria's casinos. He supposedly denied it to Parliament. That is supposedly a criminal offence, well, perhaps is a criminal offence, and now he's under threat of prosecution for it. Now, the idea that prime ministers don't sometimes say fibs to parliamentary committees is a fantastic one. And if you really believe that this prosecution of, or intended prosecution of Kurz is because of that, well, in that case, I have a bridge to sell you. It's clearly an attempt to take Kurz down. Kurz is an increasing rising star in Austria, well, not just in Austria, but in Europe, amongst right of centre Christian conservative circles. He's often seen as a sort of, figure who sort of embodies these things. And all the usual assortment of people at the EU, the various people who despise and oppose these things, for that reason, they don't like him. And given what an important country Austria is, it's quite obvious to me that they're working overtime to try and bring him down.
Yeah, the chancellor suggested that the new probe would likely lead to a criminal charge and that he would comply with questioning should the case go before a judge. So he's expecting criminal charges to be brought against him, but he is not stepping down. And the
Absolutely.
interesting thing about Kurz, if you want to comment on this as well, is that since this thing happened in Ibiza, he has changed. He's moved more towards the center, I would say, on a lot of issues,
Absolutely.
especially social issues. It seems, and this is just my opinion, and if people in Austria, if they want, who are in Austria, know the situation better, if they want to put in the comments down below their thoughts, it seems that he's tried to be more centrist and more accommodating to the globalist EU woke ideology to a certain extent. In other words, he's tried to position himself a little bit less as right Christian and more, yes, I'm more center right than Christian traditional, Kurz. So I can meet you guys a little bit into the middle. What do you think of what I've said there?
That's
Because
absolutely
it obviously didn't
that's
work for
what
him. They're still going after him.
that's well absolutely. That's exactly that. You're right on both counts. I mean, that's exactly what he did. He moved towards the centre. He's tried to appease his critics on the left, and they are, and he's discovered they're unappeasable. Now, I want to make it very clear. I'm quite willing to believe that he lied to Parliament. I'm quite willing to believe that he's not the most honest person. You could tell me that other people in the EU, that other people in Austria, are all of them are more honest than him. I mean, this is other political leaders in the same situation. They wouldn't have been investigated in Austria. The reason he is being investigated in Austria is because he continues to suggest sometimes that he's a bit more conservative than some people like, and that he wants to have good relations with Russia. A popular opinion, by the way, with a lot of people in Austria. I mean, if you go to Vienna, which I have, amazing city, by the way, you will find that the Russian presence economically there is extremely strong. I mean, it's a major transit point for Russian business in Europe. The Russians are heavily involved in Austria, and people in Austria seem to be quite happy, you know, unworried about that. And Austria, the Austrian banks, by the way, also have a presence in Russia. So, you know, there has been that connection, which is a long-standing and historic one, and Kurz has played up to it. But, of course, some people don't like it. Some people don't like that you're centre-right anyway. Not, you know, not even right. Centre-right. And from their point of view, anyone who is, you know, a millimetre further to the right than Angela Merkel is in Germany is under suspicion. And if they are sympathetic to good relations with Russia, still more so. And trying to appease these people is a hopeless exercise because they will never be appeased. When you try to do it, they will simply see it as weakness.
Yeah, he's a young guy. He's got a lot of lessons to learn. But I think the most important lesson for Kurz going forward is that you never bow down to the mob, and you never bow down to these globalists as well. The best practice is to follow Orbán's lead, or at least someone like Orbán, which is just to stick to your position. Because once they have it in for you and they want to take you down, that's it. There's no way around it. They're going to take you down eventually. No matter how far you change positions.
Absolutely. I mean, it doesn't work. I mean, Salvini, in my opinion, is making exactly the same mistake in Italy. He thinks he can appease these people. You never will. Once they've decided that you are somebody they don't trust, they won't give you any kind of political space. And, of course, they're already trotting out all the usual things, that he's trying to undermine the judiciary and that he's acting against the media, all those kind of things. Well, you know, we've seen how that played out in the United States, how independent in these kind of cases the media and the judiciary really are.
Yeah, it's interesting, just to wrap it up, how they're, on the one hand, the EU, and we did a video on France and Barnier, how the EU is mobilizing to save Macron on the one hand, but on the other side, they're trying to figure out ways to go after, yes, Hungary, to go after, yes, Poland, take down Salvini, take down Le Pen, and they're still concerned about Austria and Kurz. Once again, no matter how far to the center Kurz has moved, it's still not enough. They need to dismantle any type of opposition, big or small, against their rule.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly what they want to do. And by the way, important to bear in mind that, of course, Kurz is an important figure in the German-speaking world. And in parties like the CSU in Bavaria have been, you know, quite drawn to him in some ways. They've seen him as a sort of rising star on the centre-right. And, of course, Germany has very, very difficult elections coming in September with Angela Merkel going. And that means that they do not want people with Kurz's ideas gaining traction in Germany itself. Germany, of course, being the absolutely central state in the European Union. So that's another reason for bringing Kurz down. And as I said, you know, these people are unappeasable. You try and give them red meat, they're like the crocodile. They come back for more.
Yeah. All right.
We'll until they have you. We'll... Until they've swallowed you. Until they swallowed you whole. And that's what they're going to do.
That's what they're going to do. He needs to learn that lesson. Like I said, he's a young guy. So hopefully he'll learn
he's
that lesson.
He's a young guy.
And move forward. All right. We'll leave it there. Guys, look for us on Odyssey, on Super U and Locals, where we're doing exclusive content all the time. So check us out there. The links are down below. And 10% off the Duran Shop merch, all Duran Shop merch, when you use the code REALNEWS at checkout. You'll also find that link down below as well. Take care.